William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Hot Hand, The Mystery and Science of Streaks by Ben Cohen. Read by Michael David Axtell. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/hot hand. This contains useful information, charts, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Introduction. 1. One of the most enchanting moments of my life happened in a meaningless basketball game that nobody else would have any reason to remember. On that day, I felt something magical that I have never forgotten. But it would take many years to figure out why. It was all because of a phenomenon that I did not understand, could not have explained, and was not supposed to be real. This book is the story of that seductive idea. I went to a small high school that barely had enough kids for a varsity basketball team, let alone a junior varsity team. I was on the junior varsity. I started that game on the bench, because I started every game on the bench. On this drab winter afternoon, our team walked into a cramped gym, and I went through my normal pregame routine of missing a whole lot more shots than I made. But exactly what happened next, I can't really tell you. The sad truth is that I recall almost none of the other material details about this game. The final score, for example, I have no clue. I couldn't tell you which team won either. The only certainty in my mind is that I must have removed my warm-ups at some point and walked onto the court because what I'm about to describe couldn't have happened otherwise. It hadn't happened to me before, and it hasn't happened to me since, which is why I still think about it all these years later. I had the hot hand. This odd series of events started when I checked into the game after halftime and managed to swish my first shot of the third quarter. I felt good. I swished my next shot. I felt better. I felt like I wanted to shoot again. It was at that point that I swished another shot, and it began to dawn on me that I was going to make any shot I dared to take. As it turned out, contrary to every piece of prior evidence from my pathetic basketball career, the other team was coming to the same bizarre conclusion, and I found myself double-teamed when I touched the ball. I had tricked the other players into believing that I had talent. It was around this time when all the hours I had spent watching basketball on television came in useful. I thought about what someone who was actually good at shooting might do. The next time the ball was in my hands, I pretended I was one of those people. I faked a shot, with a surprising amount of confidence for someone who never had a reason to attempt this move before, and it worked! The two defenders flew past me in what seemed like slow motion. Those poor suckers left me enough time to sip espresso before I sent the ball arcing toward the basket and swished one last shot. The whole thing was nothing short of astonishing. In one quarter of one game, I scored more points than I had in my entire life. I quit playing basketball not long after that game. It was mostly because I was awful, but it was at least partly because I knew that I had already peaked. I would never again experience the rush of having the hot hand. To have the hot hand is to achieve some elevated state of ability in which you feel briefly superhuman. There is no more pleasurable sensation for humans. Even if you're unfamiliar with basketball, you're probably familiar with this ethereal feeling. The hot hand exists in nearly every industry and touches nearly every person on Earth. What does it mean to have the hot hand in basketball? It's when you've made a few shots in a row, the hoop looks as big as a helipad, and you believe you're more likely to sink your next shot because you've made those previous shots. It's those glorious moments when you can't miss that stick with you. But there doesn't have to be a singular definition of the hot hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?